Introduction. In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, the quest for sustenance is a universal experience. Just as bread provides physical nourishment, Jesus Christ offers spiritual sustenance that satisfies our deepest yearnings. In John chapter 6 verse 35, Jesus declares, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." Quote. This profound statement reveals the essence of his mission and the spiritual nourishment he offers to all of humanity. The bread of life, a metaphor with deep roots. Bread is a staple food across cultures, symbolizing life and sustenance. In ancient times, bread was synonymous with food in general, essential for survival. This makes Jesus' metaphor particularly powerful. He is the essential sustenance for our souls, just as bread is for our bodies. The significance of bread in Jewish culture further amplifies this metaphor. During the Passover, unleavened bread symbolizes the Israelites' hurried escape from Egypt. Additionally, God provided manna, bread from heaven, to sustain the Israelites during their 40 years in the desert, Exodus chapter 16 verse 4. Contextualizing the declaration, Jesus' declaration comes shortly after he miraculously feeds 5,000 people with just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. This miracle sets the stage for his teaching about the true bread from heaven. Unlike the manna that temporarily satisfied the Israelites, Jesus offers sustenance that leads to eternal life. He emphasizes this by saying, "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die," John chapter 6 verses 49-50. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation, essential for life. By equating himself with bread, Jesus is asserting his essential role in spiritual life. Just as physical bread sustains physical life, Jesus sustains spiritual life. This life he offers is not limited to our time on earth but extends into eternity. He shifts the focus from temporary, physical sustenance to everlasting, spiritual nourishment. Invitation to believe. In his declaration, Jesus uses the words, "Come, and believe." This is an open invitation for everyone to place their faith in him. Believing in Jesus means trusting in his identity as the Messiah and the Son of God, recognizing his divine nature, and accepting him as the source of eternal life. This belief is not merely intellectual assent but involves a deep, personal commitment to follow him. Hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus promises that those who come to him will never hunger or thirst again. This promise speaks to the spiritual hunger and thirst for righteousness that exists in every human heart. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied," Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. This hunger and thirst are not for physical sustenance but for a right relationship with God. The divine transaction. Humanity's dilemma is the inherent sin that separates us from God. The Bible tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 verse 23, and that the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6 verse 23. However, Jesus offers a solution through his sacrificial death and resurrection. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 states, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." This divine transaction means that when we place our faith in Jesus, our sins are imputed to him, and his righteousness is imputed to us. Conclusion. Jesus' declaration, "I am the bread of life," is a profound invitation to experience spiritual fulfillment and eternal life. Just as bread is essential for physical survival, Jesus is essential for spiritual survival. He invites us to come to him, believe in him, and find true satisfaction for our deepest spiritual needs. In a world where physical sustenance is vital, let us not forget the eternal sustenance that Jesus, the bread of life, offers to all who come to him in faith.